Hi there. The word for you today is on the design and the designer. In Isaiah 40 verse 26, we read, "Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens." Werner von Braun, the first director of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center, a guy who's actually known as the father of the American space program, stated in a published article in May 1974, and I quote, "One cannot be exposed to the law and order of the universe without concluding that there must be a design and purpose behind it all. The better we understand the intricacies of the universe, the more reason we have found to marvel at the inherent design upon which it's based. To be forced to believe only one conclusion, that everything in the universe happened by chance, would violate the very objectivity of science itself. What random process could produce the brains of a man or the system of a human eye?" The evolutionists challenge science to disprove the existence of God. But must we really light a candle to see the sun? They say they cannot visualize a designer. Well, can a physicist visualize an electron? What strange rationale makes some physicists accept the inconceivable electron as real, while refusing to accept the reality of a designer on the ground that they cannot conceive him? Good question, huh? The devotional I'm reading you today, and possibly you have a hard copy and read it yourself, is not the result of an explosion in a printing plant. If there's a book, there must be a publisher. If there's a building, there must be an architect and a builder. If there's a work of art, there must be an artist. So Isaiah challenges, lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? Who brings out the starry host one by one and calls each of them by name? Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why? Because if there's a design, then there is a designer, and he's our God.